Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is episode 1067 of NoBS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. And someone asked me a question that I thought was delightful, and that is, why are most recruiters unhelpful? Now, I'm not quite so sure that's an accurate depiction, but I still go with the flow anyway. Hope you find this show helpful. Please give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. Come on. You've been listening for a while. Leave a comment about the show. I really appreciate it. It does help other people discover it. Come on, you can listen to the show first, then go to iTunes and leave a comment. And by the way, this weekend at some point, I want to encourage you, take some of my classes on Skillshare. You know, I have 7 of them there about job search and hiring. More are going to be coming online soon. And you don't have to be a member of Skillshare to take my classes. So again, Skillshare.com. And what you do is you search for me by name, Jeff Alpin. Make sure it's a capital J and a capital A for some reason on their site. If you do all lowercase, you don't get all my classes. So again, Jeff Alpin, A-L-T-M-A-N. And take my classes. If you decide you want to become a member of Skillshare and have the advantage of thousands of other things that you can look into, use the link in the show notes. You're able to get 2 free months rather than 1, like the site promises. And now, let's get going. And the question for today is, why are most recruiters unhelpful and tend to ignore, or let me take it from the top. Why are most recruiters unhelpful and tend to constantly ignore emails from applicants in the interview process? From my experience, recruiters always say something along the lines of, don't hesitate to contact me if you have any questions. But 90% of the time, it's not something they want to know from. It's only when they want to know something from you, like your availability for interviews, that you'll hear from them. Otherwise, they'll just ignore your question or email. Now, you have to understand the job of a recruiter. So I always start off with this basic point. How much are you paying them? Probably nothing. How much is an employer paying them? The employer's paying their fee. And thus, they are being paid to find people who fit a job requirement and are qualified to do what an employer wants to have done, period. Everything else is window dressing. So the fact that you have questions, well, they're not paid to answer questions. Coaches are. And as a result, you have this mistaken notion that they're working for you or that you're working together to find you a job. And that could be furthest from the case. Those kind of phrases like, don't hesitate to reach out, are part of the seduction that recruiters use to help build relationship. And the relationship is designed to engender trust by you, which obviously isn't occurring here, but that is the theory behind it. Engender a relationship which fosters trust, so at the time that the offer comes from the employer, you are less resistant to their closing techniques. Notice the air quotes there. Their closing techniques that will cause them to earn a fee. So they're not there to answer your questions. They are not social workers. They are not counselors. They are there to recruit talent and fill positions and coincidentally make you happy. Now, before you start replying and saying, well, without me, you know, they don't get their fee, that is absolutely right. But there's a lot more of you than there are of employers willing to pay the fee. So recruiters always believe that they can get a replacement person because they've proven it time and time again. You, on the other hand, want that one job. And as a result, recruiters are not particularly responsive if their client isn't asking to meet with you. If you're going to take that information and use it to get a different job than the one that they're representing, like, why would they help you? You know, their job is to deliver you to their client, not help you get a job. So the confusion in the question comes from the mistaken notion that they should be responsive to you. That's not their job. A recruiter is there to fill positions with companies and coincidentally coach you into getting that job with their client, period. And in doing so, earn a fee from that employer. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before. We're hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.